What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans, and we have a special super duper thing that we're gonna do.
A super duper hero thing.
If you will. Ooh.
So, Care came up with this idea. She found a bracket online. One side is Marvel Cinematic Universe heroes, and the other side is villains. And you basically, oh, yeah. we're gonna do it. I mean, we changed up the order.
we're gonna do it.
We changed up the order that they had them and made it random. Switched some out that weren't in there because, you know, we thought they should be in there. So we're just gonna do, you know, one episode will be the first round of heroes because there are 16 heroes. We have to go through 8 matchups. Then we'll do a second episode of the villain side, and then from there, we'll just go towards the end of the bracket. So, should we just get right into it?
Heck yeah, man.
All right.
I say we do.
I don't know. Cub, I think you did your first round, right?
Yeah.
You filled out beforehand. I did not, and I don't think Care did either.
Oh.
I did not.
So.
But you... Well, we could have. We just didn't want to. I didn't feel like it. I wanted to go in and just look at it and be like, these.
I didn't want to be biased.
Well, so actually, it kind of sets it up because instead of having really a swing vote, I mean, if me and Care, you know, do ours and they're Ooh. Opposing, you'll already have the answer.
So should I go last?
Yes, I think you should.
Okay.
So... we're going to start off with the first matchup. Now, originally, she was not in this, so we replaced another character with her. Because she's pretty important.
She deserves to be in there.
Captain Marvel versus Rocket Raccoon.
Is it Rocket Raccoon or Rocket the Raccoon?
Or well, Rocket Raccoon.
A family of raccoons.
In the comics, I think it's Rocket Raccoon, but I think in the movies they only ever call him Rocket. So I'm gonna start. I think I'm gonna vote for Rocket because one, Captain Marvel really hasn't been around long enough. I mean, in the movies at least, like her movie was okay. It was not great. And I did like her in Avengers Endgame, even though she
wasn't
really
in it very much.
No, she only showed up like in the beginning and end. I do like her as a character, even though I don't think Brie Larson's a really good actress. She's good enough for it. And like I do like her, but I think Rocket, he has like a better story. Like he's the jerk in. Really, the first two Guardians, and in the second one, he starts to, like, learn that that's his family, and that he actually does care about them, and so then in Infinity War, like, he's helping Thor, and then in Endgame, like, he's part of their core group, so I'm gonna vote for Rocket.
Intriguing. Well, I am also going to vote for Rocket, because, so... they're both pretty, like, cocky characters.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I appreciate it more in Rocket, because I just feel like it fits him more. He's, like, just this brash, like, jerk. He's been experimented on. And, I don't know, Captain Marvel is cool. I like her powers. But, I don't know, I just feel like I enjoy Rocket. The raccoon.
The raccoon.
The raccoon.
Ooh. So, it's me then.
Well.
So it's just.
So apparently the decision is.
I mean, we still need to hear everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll switch up the order sometimes, so it's not
always.
No. Okay. So, Cub, your answer?
I actually went with Captain Marvel.
Ooh.
But see, then this is good because we can get your reasoning and still, you know,
Here was my rationale. I still want to hear. Like, I love Rocket. He's awesome. The character is awesome. But here's my problem with him. I don't think he would make for a standalone character. At all.
That is true.
True.
In fact, one of the main reasons he's great is his relationship with Groot.
Oh, I love the Rocket Groot.
Yeah, I mean, beyond just Guardians as a team, he pretty much needs Groot anyway. So,
well, then also, just with the group, like in Endgame, he teams up with Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he has to have someone.
So, like, in reality, this is why I went with Captain Marvel, is essentially you're then going Captain Marvel versus Rocket Plus to make it of even. But that was just my rationale.
No, I like
it. Yeah, that is good. That is solid rationale. However, it does not change the end result.
Does not matter.
It's like Survivor when there's an idol and they read the votes, like, does not count.
Yeah.
Does not count.
So next up, we have Spider-Man versus Doctor Strange. Care, would you like to lead off?
No, I want to go last.
Oh, okay.
Cub, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I went with Spider-Man. I mean, Doctor Strange is a good character. I think in the movies, Benedict Cumberbatch kills it. But I don't know. I love all the Spode movies, and I just like how in most of them he's this kind of like goofy, like nerdy kid, but the powers are so awesome. I don't know. And usually in Spider-Man, I feel like the villains are also cool.
Oh, he's got a lot of good villains.
Yeah, so it makes for like good matchups. I'm always like entertained by Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Aside from a couple missteps.
Well, remember, this is only MCU, so it's only Tom Holland.
Yeah, which...
But still, I mean, you'll still be influenced by the other ones.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think if I, like, had to keep one, you know, like, I would definitely keep Spode.
Like in the fantasy football, in the MCU fantasy draft?
Right, like he'd be a higher pick for me than Doctor Strange, but...
Alright, I will go since Care wants to go last. I'm also picking Spider-Man. So, the first Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland, Homecoming, is great. Like, it's so good. That was, like, the best year Marvel had for movies, because Guardians 2... Homecoming, and then Thor Ragnarok were all in the same year.
Love that one.
Yeah.
It's incredible. But yeah, Tom Holland is just, like, he's such a good Spider-Man.
He fits it perfectly.
He's perfect. And that's my pro Spider-Man. I'm not a huge Doctor Strange fan. I prefer him in Infinity War. And he's in Endgame, but he's mostly in Infinity War. I do like him in Infinity War, like when he fights Thanos. I don't really like his solo movie, but you are right that Benedict Cumberbatch is just like perfect. Like,
who's
he's
the bald lady?
Tilda Swinton?
Yeah, but what's her name in it?
Oh, the ancient
one. She's the ancient one.
Oh, man. That's
what
cool.
is your tier?
Well, if she had hair, it'd be much lower.
Cubs has a skewed, like, he tears people, like, so when Scarlet Witch has her red eyes, he likes her more. So Tilda Swinton without hair, he like her more.
Makes sense to me.
Hey, I get it. I mean, I don't, but okay.
how's Lilda Swinton?
I just watched a movie. She was in the Grand Budapest Hotel. I didn't even recognize her. Like, I did not know it was her. No. She played like a duchess, so she was kind of all made up and
did she look better?
No.
Oh, man.
I had no idea that it was her. She's a good actress, though. We'll give her that.
She is. She's really good.
All right. So, Care?
This was really hard for me, and if it was any other Spider-Man... I would have gone with Doctor Strange. Ooh. But Tom Holland, MCU Spider-Man, is the best. I have to give it to him.
Yeah.
Like Doctor Strange. Now, so there are those things where it's like you have $15, build your MCU mm-hmm. team. Mm-hmm. I would take Doctor Strange over him for a team, like to build and have his powers, but like just individually, do I like Spider-Man versus Doctor Strange? I prefer Spider-Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He got it all.
So next up we have Winter Soldier versus Star-Lord. We weren't going to, but we seem to be rotating. So if someone wants to take this first, I'll go last.
Well, I'll go first. I gotta go Star-Lord. Like, I love Bucky Barnes. Maybe if he was up against someone else, it would be easier. Like, you know, if he was up against Black Widow, I definitely would have picked the Winter Soldier. But Star-Lord, man.
I'm Star-Lord.
But, I mean, he's hilarious. I love Chris Pratt. He's funny. Like, he puts a lot of emotion into it, too.
Oh, he's so good.
So, like, you definitely feel his character mm-hmm. and, like, his relationships with all the different characters. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
All right, Cub.
That's my reason.
Yeah, no, I agree. I went Star-Lord. I think that's just a bad matchup for Winter Soldier.
It is. I mean, I don't think he would really go far anyway, but he would need to be up against someone more his tier.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good character, but so Star-Lord is another one where they got it right for the casting, like 100%.
Oh, Chris Pratt, yeah, he's
to take it even further, like, Chris Pratt, I don't think, has been in anything better than that. Like, that is the
that's my
perfect
Chris
part
Pratt
for
role.
Him.
And, yeah, I mean, Winter Soldier, he's a good character. Good story, but gotta go Star-Lord on this one.
All right, so I'm sensing a trend here. But I'm also gonna go with Star-Lord. Kind of like what Kerr said. Like, they can do emotional parts really well. Like, especially in Guardians, but in Infinity War, too.
I'm just thinking of, like, when he was up against Ego, mm-hmm. you know, and he found out that he killed his mom, spoiler alert. You know, it was just, then Yondu, I mean, it was just,
the Yondu,
like, he's
part
really good.
Is amazing.
Yeah, he's just good at, like, you feel it.
Well, and then the part in the first Guardians when he goes out to save Gamora, and there's just, like, a mm-hmm. shot of them kind of in, like, a, it's almost like a dance pose.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
just, like, there. And then, like, after they come back, he, like, makes a joke, and it immediately, like, breaks the moment. But, like, that's what, he's perfect.
Yeah.
He's so good. Mm-hmm. And
he prefers to be known as a long-term, or
a long-term
Titan-killing long-term.
A long-term
Titan-killing
booty call. But I do want to give Winter Soldier some shout-out. I think the problem with him, like, I want to see the show, like, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because I need more Winter Soldier, because, like, his backstory is really cool, but then, like, he's never, like, he's barely in Infinity War or Endgame.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. like, I need...
Yeah, like, Captain America Winter Soldier was, like, probably...
It's so good.
It's so amazing, and that's part of it, just, like, his, how this happened to mm-hmm. him and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, oh, I will say, cool thing for the Winter Soldier, I read that in one of the comics they just released that he was the reason that Wolverine got his adamantium skeleton.
Ooh.
Because he was assigned to assassinate Wolverine's wife and unborn child, and that drew him out of hiding, and then they captured him. But then he helped release him.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh, see, that's, like, super cool. I wish we got more of that Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's backstory, but there's not enough backstory.
Plus, I don't know if he's going to use the White Wolf, like, as his name
Ooh.
Going forward, but that's a sweet name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so last matchup for this bracket. So there's 16, like, on the hero side, and it's split up into two brackets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's Thor versus Hawkeye.
Poor Hawkeye.
I'm
just saying it now.
I will start. I'm going Thor, and maybe if it was, like, the early Thor movies, like, you could make a case for Hawkeye. But especially with Ragnarok and Infinity War, like, Thor is so yeah. much better than he oh, was. Yeah. And, like, he's such a yeah. good character. I mean, his story's a little, like, sloppy, but, like, Ragnarok, him, like, kind of becoming the king, and then he fails in Infinity War, and mm-hmm. then, like, he has to live with the failure, and then decides not to be king just randomly so he can go join the Guardians.
Well, I think it's slightly sloppy because isn't it three different directors for the three Thor movies? I mean, yeah, it's different.
It's three directors for all the Thor movies and then the Russo brothers for Avengers.
Yeah.
Well, and then Joss Whedon for the first two Avengers. So five so sets of directors. but I've just got to go with Thor.
Yeah. Thor is mine, too, obviously. He's in my top three. I love him. I have a cat named after him. he's very hot, but that's beside the point. Ragnarok is probably my favorite Marvel movie. I don't remember. We ranked him, but...
Yeah, this isn't the first Marvel thing we've done.
No, but it's just, he's so funny now. Like, I'm glad they let him, like... Chris Hemsworth is a funny guy, so, like, and Taika Waititi did a really good job, like, embracing that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if Hawkeye was more Ronin, like he was in Endgame, that might have been better, because that would give him more, you know, I feel like they just kind of threw that in there because they wanted it, but we didn't get it with the other Avenger movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe if they would have been building up to that a little bit better, but I mean, really, he's not winning.
Maybe if he had gone up against the Winter Soldier, that matchup could have been better.
That could have been better.
And that's, yeah, I gotta go Thor, but this is another product of just sort of a bad matchup, which is also in the next one that we're doing. But
yeah, I just looked at it.
Yeah, but I mean Thor is a great character, and again, they casted that one like spot on.
Yeah,
but
yeah, and just a reminder for those listening, we did it randomly. So like, these aren't like, some of these matchups might not be close, but like, it's just the way
some of them you're like, well, obviously.
Yeah, it's just the way that it came up.
So should we give the next
yeah, matchups? So they'll start to get interesting.
Yeah.
We have, for this will be a coming episode, Rocket Raccoon, as opposed to another Rocket, versus Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then Star-Lord versus Thor, which is kind of funny, because that was like Infinity War and Endgame. They had a little feud.
He's copying me.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Next,
those will be good.
Yeah, those will be good. Next up,
region.
Region 2, if you will.
Because mm-hmm. we don't know where they're all from, except some of them.
No, that's how it is in college basketball. They're like four regions.
One. Yeah. Oh, I see.
They usually have names, though. So it's Iron Man versus Black Widow.
Should we just skip this one? Or
well, we should give
do
some...
Do we really need reasoning?
We should give some reasoning. I mean...
Okay.
Iron Man.
I choose Iron Man.
Yeah. He started
RDJ
it all.
Is
he's just so incredible.
He's so good. That was another... Again, like, it was made for him. Like, he... killed that role.
Yeah,
like all the movies are good. Endgame.
Well, and again, it was risky because like Robert Downey Jr. has had a lot of like issues in his life.
Yeah,
so he was starting to
crime.
He was starting to come back in 2008. So like, I mean, it could not have worked out any better.
Yeah,
he was perfect. Such a perfect choice.
I mean, I do like Black Widow. And I'm kind of glad she's getting her own movie, even though it's a little late. And spoiler alert, like, post her death. But...
yeah.
It's...
She's cool.
Yeah, it's just... It's a tough matchup.
She's not winning that.
So, next up, we have Ant-Man versus Gamora. Now, would someone else like to start this one?
I can.
I can.
Someone.
Well, I went Ant-Man. Partly because his character is so unique, like no one else goes the small route, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Paul Rudd.
He's
another one that the casting was perfect. He kills that. I think his standalone movies are really good. And they have Michael Pena, who is hilarious.
Love him.
And I'd say
he's a great character.
I'd say even
too.
the movie that he did with the Wasp, or the duo movie,
Ant-Man
like,
and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, that was really really good also. But yeah, he's just funny. He adds a lot of comedic relief.
Yep.
Yeah.
Care.
I'm also going with Ant-Man. For the same reasons, I love Paul Rudd. He's hilarious. Most people embrace, like you have to show off all your powers and, like, it's, like, bigger is better. But, and I mean, he does go giant man.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, true.
I mean, being small is super useful. Like, just shrink down and ants are strong.
Also, I should have mentioned that, like, Gamora's not a bad character, but she's kind of boring to me. I don't, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well...
Like, yeah, I don't find her super interesting. Like, her story, I guess, is interesting. I don't know. There's something dull about her, I guess.
So, since the result is already decided, I will go with Gamora here.
Ooh.
So I can present the case.
Present the case, Lyle.
Let's hear it.
Well, it really is. I mean, it is a lot. Just her backstory, like, basically being kidnapped and, like, Stockholm syndromed into being Thanos' daughter and then breaking away, but then, like, trying to have the family with the Guardians and with Nebula, who is, like, her adopted sister.
Yeah.
And just, like, the really rough ending in Infinity War.
Ouch.
That didn't end well for her, but there is now a different past Gamora roaming around. And Zoe Saldana is really good as Gamora, so, like, I know the decision is made, but I just wanted to make the case.
I appreciate the reason.
Yeah.
Alright, so next up, we've got a hero and his, like, best friend.
Slash predecessor, well, successor.
We've got Falcon versus Captain America. So,
Yes, go ahead. I choose Cap. I mean, I am not on the Falcon train as much as Lyle is. Like, I could take or leave Falcon. like, he's cool, I guess. I would have preferred Bucky to have gotten the shield at the end of Endgame. Because I like his character even more than I like Falcon. But I mean, like, it's Cap. It's Captain America. Like, he's such a great character. And I like his story arc, too, going from, like, yeah, I'm just a soldier, I'll do what I'm told. And then it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do, Cap.
He's got my favorite arc, I think, of any MCU character. Because you're right. Like,
because he's been lied to.
Yeah, the first one.
They use him.
Yeah, the first one, he's like the perfect soldier. Like, he'll just obey, like, whatever he has to do. Then he realizes in Winter Soldier that, like, it's not just black and white. And then by the end of Civil War, he's, like, a fugitive. But then kind of going back to Endgame, he's, like, somewhere in the middle where, like, he's back to being Captain America, but he's, like, a little more edgy.
Yeah.
So I am also voting for Cap.
Ooh. Make it a clean sweep for all the reasons noted
above.
I was going to say,
because you said, like, ooh, I was like, there's no way you chose Falcon.
And I do like Falcon.
Yeah, Falcon's good, but...
I really like the concept of him... spoiler alert, being the new Captain America but still having his wings. Like, that's really cool.
He's Captain America, but with
wings. But he can fly now.
Yeah.
So, we have one more for this region, and it is Black Panther versus the Hulk.
That's a good matchup.
It is a good matchup. It might be closer than the rest of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's not as cut and dry as you would think.
Right. Cub, would you like to start?
I actually went with the Black Panther. I like Hulk. I love the kind of Jekyll and Hyde thing, concept.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, he's just muscle. Like, he's not...
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, you have Dr. Banner, of course, but, like,
I don't know. I like how you referred to him, like, professionally. Dr.
Banner. If you are listening, Dr. Banner.
My colleague, Dr. Banner.
But, I don't know, there's just something, when compared to Black Panther has, like, the grace and, like, the... I don't know. He's
very,
like,
majestic.
He's a king. Yeah.
He still has, like, the super strength and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The suit is
from a plant.
Legit.
Mm. Especially the suit he has in Black Panther.
But I also like the idea of Wakanda and, like, having that, mm-hmm, kind of, that's
hidden.
Yeah. World. But it's like, he's like, he represents that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's almost like the Hulk just is, I don't know,
he's just science-y.
How do you feel about Professor Hulk?
Oh, with his nerd glasses?
No, I'm out, bro.
Well, the thing that makes me really mad about
glasses,
that...
I wear glasses.
I wear glasses like that. But the thing that makes me really mad about that is that, like, they said there was going to be, like, a 3-movie arc with the Hulk. Because, okay, so real... quick context, Universal Studios owns the rights to the Hulk still. Mm. So any, like, solo Hulk movie, they would get part of the profits. That's why the Hulk only ever shows up in other people's movies. So they said there was, like, an arc from Ragnarok, Infinity War, and Endgame. Because, like, in Ragnarok, he realizes he's been the Hulk for, like, 2 years, and that if he ever goes back to being the Hulk, like, he could maybe never come back. And then Infinity War, like, he can't become the Hulk. Like, he's just stuck as Bruce Banner. And then in Endgame, it's, like, after the first, like, 15 minutes, he's just like, oh, by the way, I figured out how to fuse myself to be both of them. And you're like, oh.
And he just, like, I would have liked to see that.
Yeah. So, Care, would you like to go next?
I also go with the Black Panther. Ooh. He's really cool. I like his character. His suit is awesome. The characters, too, that are in his movie, I know it's just the superheroes, but, like, I like the people who are in his movies. Like, Shuri is great.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's not my favorite superhero, because he is a little bit boring, but he's really cool.
I saw somewhere that he's, like, the most boring character in his own movie, and that is pretty much true.
Yeah.
Like, because he's exactly how you think he should be. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the king, he's regal, he's strong, he's powerful, so he's what you would think he should be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I do prefer him to the Hulk. Like, the Hulk is funny, especially in Ragnarok. Again, Taika getting control of it, making
so
these characters, like, better. But, I mean, I agree. The Hulk is just kind of, like, muscle. Like, I like the Black Panther.
Yeah, I'm also going Black Panther. So, almost all of these were clean sweeps.
Impressive.
Yeah, we didn't plan that to happen. It's, you know.
No, it's just preferences.
The way it happened.
It'll get harder, though, as the...
Yeah, it's gonna get harder.
So here are the matchups in Region 2 for Round 2. We have Iron Man versus Ant-Man, and then Captain America versus Black Panther.
Hmm.
Yeah, that one I find very intriguing.
These are gonna require some thought.
Yeah, but those aren't even going to be next episode. Those are going to be, like, 2 episodes from now. Because the next episode, we're going to be doing the villain side of the bracket, which I think is actually going to be a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Not that the heroes aren't, but it's, like, I don't know. It's
you know which ones are better.
Yeah, the villains, it's more, it's not as, like, black and white sometimes.
Yeah.
So, that's, I think, gonna do it for this episode. This actually might be one of our shortest in recent episode.
Yeah, it is pretty short.
But I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
And I am Cub.
And you've been listening to the Hooligans.
To the Hooligans.